Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Haven bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we have a great visit with our good friend, Anita Rosen. Anita is the author of several books, including her new one, Integrating. Is that the first word? Just say that word. Is that right? Integrating?
Integrating.
Right. Integrating. Let me finish it. Integrating Agile Scrum with Waterfall Project Management.
Yes.
See, I paid attention. I'm kind of proud of myself. All right, so that's the new book, folks. Is it out right now?
Yes, it is.
All right, so check it out, folks. It'll take your breath away. Now, let's talk about artificial intelligence, because that's what we said we were going to talk about today. I'll give you a real quick story. So a few years ago, I've told this story on the show before. A few years ago, I talked to a guy who had just built a greenfield paper mill, meaning right out of the ground. And I said, how many of your people use a computer, not technology, but a computer in the direct performance of their job in that plant? He said, 100%. And I said, how many people are working in that plant? He said, 400, half as many as the same plant I built 10 years ago. So there's a commentary on your artificial intelligence.
Well, it's called productivity. We talk about productivity, and in some areas of our industry, productivity is zooming. In other areas, it's completely flat.
And that's because what?
Productivity, and when you say there's only 400 people, but there's only 400 people in this plant, how many people, other jobs, are there now that there weren't? Because
Making the stuff. So the point you're making is in order to create this productivity, somebody had to make something to use for that. But the problem is this is where I think the artificial intelligence challenge is, and where the breakdown is in your diagram here with that I see with decoupling productivity and employment, is the same people the 400 people who lost their job from that other paper mill aren't the same people who are creating the artificial intelligence.
Correct. The people that created the productivity, so the computer programs that they're using, the computers, the machines that they're using, all of that are completely different skill sets than the people that lost their jobs. And this is what one of the big, big issues we have in this world, not just
huge
this country,
workforce
all
disruption.
All over the world, is it's not that there aren't a lot of jobs out there. There's a mismatch between skill set and jobs.
Workforce disruption. Major.
And we're always going to have that, and we've always had that.
But it's worse than now.
The 1920s when the guys that cut ice.
But it's worse now, though.
Refrigeration came in.
It's worse now, though, Anita, because when my dad left the farm and went to the factory, he took the same skills from the farm and applied them in the factory. Today, when people leave a job, when there's another job opening, it's not necessarily a job that person's qualified for.
That's where job training. You're completely 100% correct. And the big issue is education. The workforce needs to be constantly educated and changed. And if you're someone that doesn't want education and refuses to get job training, you're in a really bad situation.
Don't you think
if you're 65 years old, you're not in a bad situation. But if you're 25 years old, you're in a really bad situation.
Hasn't our country done a horrible job of anticipating this? I mean, I blame politicians for part of this. I've been saying for four elections, Anita, for pox on both houses, Republicans and Democrats, all the candidates, not one of them has really pitched a true retraining program that I felt was a major part of their platforms. And I thought that would have been something that could have gotten anybody elected. What do you think?
I think it's the exact opposite. I think the one main reason Trump got elected is he went out to areas that didn't have a lot of education and said, I will bring back your high pay, low pay, low skill jobs.
Well, but that
and that's what people wanted to hear.
And I hear, I agree with that. But I'm talking about having a plan for retraining people, Republicans and Democrats. Bush didn't do it. Clinton didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. And I don't know that Trump's going to do it. I mean, we've got a real problem here.
No, he's not going to do it because that's not what he pitched.
Right.
What we need to look at is, and what I keep on saying to people is, politicians aren't leaders. They're representatives.
That's a good point.
And they represent the people in their constituency.
Who will get them elected.
Who get them elected. And if you go
both sides
to areas like...
She's talking about both sides of the aisle, too, folks. It's not a Republican
or Democrat.
That's
not a partisan statement.
Yeah.
That's just a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to areas, like I'm in Silicon Valley, which is when it comes to education, if you want to, this is just to give you an idea of the thought process in Silicon Valley. If you want to have a PTA meeting where you get everyone to attend, and we use them, I was very involved in the PTA, we use these. So in like middle school, if you want to get all the parents to attend, you say you're going to talk about the math curriculum. You'll have 300 people in the room, maybe 600 people in the room. If you want to talk about the sports programs, you'll have 20.
Yeah.
Because that's what people care about.
It's probably opposite of that out across flyover America.
Well, but it also says what kind of training. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, I'll tell you, as we go to a break, one of the reports that I've, one of the surveys that I report on every month for the last 18 years is the NFIB report. And month after month, employers report millions of jobs going unfilled because they don't have qualified people. It's worse than ever before.
In Indiana, one of those plants that were laying people off, they had people from Boeing come in, and they wanted to hire. They had 3,500 open positions for hire.
Anita, hold on to that thought. I got to a quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.